The History and Topography of Ireland, after Gerald of Wales. Part 2. The Fertility of the Tillage Land and Smallness of the Grains of Wheat.
The land is fruitful and rich in its fertile soil and plentiful harvests. Despite this, there is less in the way of tillage. The country abounds in great expanses of grassland and pasture. Field after field and hill after hill of bright green, bare grass, broken only by hedgerow and resilient bog, makes up the island's land. Of what tillage there is, the crop has the curious distinction of being long and robust in stalk, yet light in seed. Vigorous and healthy fields of crop will produce disappointing yield, thin in the body and dusty, small and unexpectedly hard of texture. Apple trees and fruiting bushes produce fewer numbers of fruit, but the resulting products are so wet with juice, piercing the skin with a thin needle will cause a spurt of sweet liquid to shoot up in the air. Protinus has written that the crops and fruit of the island have developed differently in response to the ceaseless, blossom-stripping rain, which afflicts this place like nowhere else. The prevailing abundance of rain blows from the northwest and is constant, of surprising variety, and leaves its corroding impression on all surfaces, animals, rock faces, and social customs. The star of the island's flora is its grass, grass in all types, and in an infinite variety of subtle distinctions, it exudes a unique vigour, bursting forth in relentless wet profusions, stirring with the early light and straining blade by blade further and further upwards throughout the day. Animals of the fields have observably bigger jaws and stronger necks, developed in sympathy with their allotted task of consuming ever greater amounts of this abundant green crop. Any clear day, the hills buzz with mowers and strimmers and machinery, waging a thankless war against the bright green upsurge. Much of the economy and social life of the island is organised in hope of keeping down these grasses. What will not be washed away will grow, and grow relentlessly. And though there are no vineyards here, there is much abundance of wine drinking. People are more than happy to exchange hides, cheeses, plastic products, and even slaves in exchange for the casks that the continent produces. Also of particular interest are electronic products and polyester. Certain writers have made claims that there is an unusual absence of bees, and it is even written that honey assumes a different hue on the island than elsewhere. However, I respectfully suggest that these observations were made without direct observation of the insect life of the island and are errors. I have observed a plentitude of bees with my own eyes. There are worried rumours about a fall in their frequency among the local people, but any suggestion they are completely absent would certainly be the object of justified ridicule. These writers, whose way has strayed from the path of truth, have done so by trusting in the great accumulation of words and half-truths that make up our sciences, and it is by returning to the principle of the senses and of experience, reporting what we know because we have seen it, that we will build up a knowledge that is not merely correct, but also holy, piercing, and complete.
You've been listening to The History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.